Well, good morning. I didn't mean to wake you up, but let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's stand. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, that's our prayer for today. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let us be yielded to you. Lord, let all the thoughts and intents of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Lord, wash us clean. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm trying to get the words to that song. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I don't know whether that's in the book, but I think we could at least... what can wash away? Anybody? Sorry. If you got the words, I will sing it. Did you want to help me or just...
You're asking trouble there. Can you read that?
Yeah. All right. Since he asked me to do it, and you can sing along if you like. For my pardon. Now you know it. For my pardon, this I seek, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of nothing but the blood of Jesus can sin atone. You know, There is no other God in this world whereof we can be saved. Only one, and only the atonement of the blood. Revelation, it talks about overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Isn't that wonderful? Nothing but the blood. You know, there's churches nowadays that they don't want to. They don't want to talk about the blood. But there's nothing but the blood that can cleanse us. Sit down for a moment. I just have a couple scriptures I have something, just something, a thought in my mind, a thought. This has been my prayer for many years. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. As I was laying in my bed, some people, they lay on their bed and they think about things, right? And Genesis 6:5 says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Does that seem like today also? As a day was in the day of Noah, so it'll be at the end, isn't it? But the imagination, there was a movie that came out, If I Only Could Imagine. And you know, what gets us in trouble is the thoughts of our hearts when we imagine the wrong thing. We're supposed to think about those good things, what sort of things are pure. And I pray that too. But as I thought about the imagination, what about imagining the things of God? The heavens. The whole earth is filled with the glory of the Lord. Do you believe that? Do you see it? Can you imagine that? God's word said the whole earth is filled with the glory of the Lord. And I was thinking that song, I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Now I better get does anybody know the... I think we can sing it. I need the 60. You want to stand again? And Brother Matthew. Imagine, I see the Lord. He is high and lifted up. and this train fill the temple, because we have so many things on our mind. Every one of us has thoughts. But let the imagination of our heart be focused on God, the thoughts of Him, the glory that He has for us, all that He has for us. You know, when they're building the Tower of Babel, they said there's nothing they can't do. But praise God, there's nothing we can't do. With our focus on the Lord, never lose sight of the Lord. And this will help you. I'm just like you. we have thoughts, but you know, focus. Let the imagination of our hearts be carried away into the heavenlies, and it will change you. And by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, I plead the blood over my mind. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your minds. So let's see Jesus. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He is high and lifted up, and His grace fills the temple. He is high and lifted up, and His grace fills the temple. The angels cry, holy. The angels cry, holy. The angels cry, holy is the Lord. Oh, the angels cry, holy. The angels cry, holy. The I hope that we can change our perspective and realize there is power. You know, Vincent Peale, he said there's power in positive thinking. Yes, but we heard and we experience the Holy Spirit. Now, if we yield to the Holy Spirit, that is going to change our mind. We can focus on the Lord and His great greatness. I can just imagine Jesus talking about the fields are white to harvest. Think about that. You know, we have a duty to proclaim God's word. And we were given the Holy Spirit not only to speak in tongues, to use gifts, but the power to be witnesses, to proclaim God's word. We are to be a witness, and that's by the power only, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's sing this song once more, and Brother Matthew, will you come up, and we've got some prayer requests. I see. Yeah.
We have a prayer request for India from Brother E.B. Daniel, who is a dear brother, ministers in the hilly places of India along Palkar area, which you may not know, but apparently the place that they have been worshipping has some border dispute with the police department. So they didn't give them any trouble for a long time, but recently the new officer said you can go this way. So the main way is blocked and they have to go through the back door, and people are finding it so inconvenient to go, and as a result they have shifted the place of worship to a lodge, which is very difficult for the people. You know, here it is not okay with the lodge, but in India people find it a little hard to go to a lodge or a hotel to worship from the village and everybody. So he is asking for prayer and also protection from persecutions, and he's actually ministering among the tea estate workers, and there are a lot of problems day to day, persecutions all over India, especially with the new government we have in India. Persecutions are just increasing day after day. You know, you don't understand how privileged we are here without any problem. But in some of the places they are worshiping in fear any time, we don't know who is going to come. So they are really some places worshiping in fear. So we should remember them in our prayers. And I don't know about the floods in India, where the floods are, because this year we had a heavy monsoon in southern India. I got a little WhatsApp message, and he had a little picture on it. Even the fish from the rivers have come to the main road. So much was the heavy rain. I don't know how many inches were the rain, but it really caused a lot of damage, havoc, and probably that's what he's mentioning. And we'll pray for these. Please remember people of India worshiping sincerely with all difficulties they have, but still they are very faithful to what they have been called. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this morning, Lord, with this prayer request for E.B. Daniel's area of ministry. Father, the troubles that they have to go to the worship place, Lord, you know it, Lord, they have been going through for several months now. Lord God, we just pray, open a door for them, Lord. Somehow they will be able to worship without fear, O God, without persecution, O God, we pray. Father, be with them, Lord. Lord God, may your kindness and compassion be stretched out to them, Lord, we pray. Father, bless them, Lord, we pray. Even the flood-hit areas, O Lord. Father, we need the rains, Lord, but this year it has been too much, O Lord. Father, we pray for the people who are facing a lot of difficulties because of the rain, O Lord. Father, be with them, Lord, and help them, Lord, we pray. Lord, we are so thankful we can come to you, O Lord. Yeah. Even the smallest reason, Lord, we can bring to you like our Father, O Lord. You are our Father, Lord, and we thank you that we are able to come to you this morning. You bless them, bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I just want to give a note of greeting from my sister Melody from Wisconsin. She's doing reasonably well. Dan is in a facility He had a stroke last year. He can't walk. He can't talk. And he doesn't want to live. But yet sometimes God sees fit to allow people to go through that. Mm. So, but Melody wanted me specifically to give the greetings to her. Now, Charlie Cox is in for surgery today, and whether it's in relationship to his heart maker and defibrillator, and they don't know, so they're in doing surgery, and we want to pray for him and Janice. Let's lift them up.
Glory to God.
Lord.
Oh, Lord.
We thank you for Charles. He's been such a witness, an encouragement to so many people.
Lord.
Lord, we just pray that you'll reach down and touch him. Give the doctors wisdom, but more than that, you are the great physician.
Yes.
You know what's wrong, Lord. Lord, we just pray for a miracle of healing. And remember Janice as she's going through.
Oh, God.
Help her.
Yes.
Strengthen her.
Yes,
encourage
Lord,
her.
Even now.
And
Father.
We just lift up the family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Do we have any other prayer requests?
Yeah, we have another prayer request here. Please remember the family of Wendell Witter. Everybody knows. Wendell passed away unexpectedly last week. Memorial service is Thursday afternoon. Let's remember Val and Christine and the related people of the family to receive some comfort from the Lord. A loving Heavenly Father, remember the family of Wendell at this time, especially his wife Val and son Kristen, O Lord. Father, the bereaving family we give into your hands this morning, Lord, give them your comfort. We have a hope, Lord. But still, as humans, we grieve for the lost person. Lord, we pray for peace in the family and we for the memorial service, Lord, that everything will be done properly. Lord, that your name will be glorified even there, Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we can come to you at this time, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm reminded, Ken Jones had a horrific accident several months ago. He is recuperating. He's with my daughter. So they've opened up the home for him. So we want to remember him in prayer. And I think they have set up some sort of fund. And I know that so many, he had thanked so many people for their prayers, but he's got a long road to hoe. And, you know, he has no income now. And, Lord, we remember Ken Jones and the family.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
You have been gracious
yes.
to allow him to live.
Mm-hmm.
He has a part in the body of Christ.
He has, Lord.
We miss him.
Yes.
Such a radiance.
Yes.
Messenger from you. But Lord, he needs a healing touch.
Lord, we pray, Lord.
He can't walk. He can't use his right arm. But Lord, we know that you are the miracle worker.
Yes, you are, Lord.
Lord, reach down and touch him.
Yes.
Touch the family. Bring healing. Lord, and help him meet his financial needs.
Yes, Lord.
He's got a long road to recovery, but we know that he's in your hands, and he's in a loving home that will nurture him.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we claim large answers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Did we have any other specific prayer requests? And what is his name? Do you want to take Thomas? Low.
Thomas
Low.
L O W.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to take that? Low.
You want to pray?
You want to pray? You can pray.
I didn't hear everything what you said.
Lord, we lift out Thomas to you.
Yes.
You know the needs that he has. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Reach down and touch him.
Amen, Lord. Even
bring
now.
Healing to him. Lord, let him be encouraged in the Lord. Lord, we know you do all things. Everybody is important.
Hallelujah.
You went to the cross.
Yes.
And died to take everybody's sins and everybody's burdens. And you receive stripes so we might be healed. We pray your healing touch.
Yes.
On Thomas tonight, this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Okay, it's all done. Thank you.
Yeah.
At the cross. I'm going to take this pen. I'll bring it back. Okay. If there's some musicians that would like to enter into the spirit, come on. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred set for such a worm as I? At the cross, where saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I had done?
The cross.
lively song because it is encouraging. Think about this. At the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light. I'm going to give a short testimony. When I was 8 years old, I gave my heart to the Lord. And that was 66 years ago. And praise the Lord, He's always been there.
Hallelujah.
He's always there. That sounds like a good song. Somebody has a song in their heart. Shout it out.
I had a debt I could not pay.
I had a debt. Okay, well, let me see. Do we know that? Do we have? Anybody else got a song that we can sing?
What a wonderful, wonderful day.
What? Okay, we know that one for sure.
Yeah.
Today I have called you. I have called you that ye might be free, to be set at liberty. Yea, I have called you. I have washed you in my precious blood. I have cleansed you from all unrighteousness. Believe this. Enter into the fullness of the resurrection. Yea, I have called you. I have a purpose for you. Yes, I have a purpose for you. I am bringing the body of Christ together. Yea, and every part of body must function according to the moving of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yea, my body I purchased, but you need to flow with the Holy Spirit. And I have given you a new measure of the Holy Spirit. As you gathered to me, don't just think, oh, it was just another altar call. Yea, I have done something precious for you. I have filled you and filled you and filled you again with the Holy Spirit. We needed that, but I have filled you, and respond. Respond to the Holy Spirit that I have put within you. Yea, put those things out that are not of me, but imagine what I can do for you.
Pouring out my spirit in a greater way, says the Lord thy God. Yea, my spirit will come upon you in some special ways from time to time, and you shall know me because I will be speaking to you, and I will be more than just that witness. My presence will be surrounded around you, says the Lord thy God. Yea, I will touch your spirit. I will touch your heart. And I will bring into remembrance the things that you have learned, says the Lord thy God. The road might be rough and bumpy along the way, but I am holding your hands. And sometimes the pathway seems that way, but you may not even recognize that I am right there beside you. I will never leave you, my people. I will never, ever forsake you. You are my people. I have created you. I have made you into my likeness and image, and I will stand with you. Yea, says the Lord thy God, do not be afraid of the things that come upon you. Do not be disturbed. Rest your confidence in me, because I am the Lord thy God, and I am working things out in such a way that will glorify my name. Ultimately, many will see the glory of God upon you. As you go through those circumstances, know I am with you. Even in your difficult circumstances, look to me. Be encouraged this day. Look not to the waves and the billows around you. Look up, says the Lord thy God. Yes. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from me, says the Lord thy God. Vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of man. I am the Lord thy God. I have caused you to be in the palm of my hand, in the center of my will, and I am watching over you. My eyes are upon you. My love is extended to you, says the Lord. My hand is upon you, and none shall come to pluck you out of my hand, because you are special. You are my people, says the Lord thy God. I love you, I care for you, and I do understand the many circumstances that you go through, but be ye this day, recognize that I am with you, I love you, and I care for you. Thus saith the Lord thy God to his people.
Thank you, Jesus. That you have such need for love and assurance
that you might drain your neighbor. But I say unto thee, I am here, and you will not drain me. Come to me whenever you need to have consolation, and I will bless you. I will keep you. I will give you all you need to survive. I am the Lord your God.
My words.
For all who love truth, listen to my voice, saith the Lord. Listen closely to my words, saith the Lord. For I shall define for you righteousness, and I shall show you the way of righteousness, saith the Lord. Yea, and the hidden sins I will find them out, and I will tell you, and you will listen to me, and I will work faith in your heart through my words, saith the Lord. Yea, and then I shall do my works through you, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you shall do mighty works in the land, and be not surprised when I begin to do mighty works, for the enemy will fall before you. Yea, and the injustice will be replaced with justice. Yea, and that which has had power over the flesh, even sickness and death, shall no longer have power over the flesh. For you shall be the way of righteousness, and you shall walk in that way, and ye shall not be subject to sin any more, saith the Lord. For you have listened to my voice, and I have worked my righteousness in you. I have put it in you. It is my gift to you. And you will walk in it, and in my glory, saith the Lord your God.
Cool living waters, drink deep of me, my children. Let your roots go way down deep into me. And you will be a tree of life springing up, that others will find rest and comfort and shade as you find your strength and rest and peace and joy in me. For no good thing will I withhold from you, and then you will pour out to others. Thus saith the Lord.
Is there any doubt that I love thee? No, my people, I love thee, and I am in thy midst. Yea, my people, consider a mother and her child, and the child cries, and the mother picks it up and brings it to her bosom. And my people, if that child resists, it is not comforted. But if it submits to the ministrations of its mother, it is comforted, and peace follows. And my people, this day, I ask for submission. I ask for submission unto me. And yea, my people, as thou submits, thou will find that faith will rise up in thy heart. Yea, my people, my promises will not be head knowledge, but my promises will burn within thy heart, and thou will find that thou can believest for the unbelievable. But my people, this day thou must submit, and know that I love thee. Thou art precious unto me. Thou knowest that I see the hairs of thy head, for I love thee.
There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ and to those who are not walking in the flesh. of this perfect love cast away all your fear, fear to be rejected, fear to be cast out, fear to be unloved. But Jesus was made a sin, even though he did not know sin, so you can be righteousness of God. My righteousness cover all of you. This righteousness greater than any sin. All you have to do is confess. Agree with what I said to you. Just come to me. Just like a little child, some messed them up. The daddy, daddy. And then just like you come to me, I am your Abba. I am your daddy. Just come to me. I lift you up. The reason I walk with you, talk with you, sit with you. So whenever you fall, I'm here to pick you up. So we walk together. So this is the day my children shall go free. Yes, you have not failed. Yes, you are in my perfect love, in my perfect will. So stand tall and give you all and live in me. This day, my chosen people shall go free. You never know how much you bounded until you get out. The more you receive light, the more you see yourself. The more you see yourself, the more you see my glory. The more you see my glory, the more you shall be changed. Yes, day by day, I will lead you. Step by step, I guide you. Yes, little by little, I teach you. And glory to glory, you shall be changed. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Remember not to be so hard on yourself, because I am the creator of the vessel. Yes, don't challenge me in how I made my vessel. You simply use the vessel I have created for my will, for my glory, and pour it out anytime you have opportunity to show the power and the glory of God Almighty. For I am the Lord God that loves you. I am the Lord God that puts his wings around you as the eagle to protect you and to take care of you. Do not listen to the lies of the enemy who condemns you from a human perspective. For I see you as you will be, not as you are. So such as you are unto me.
Thank you all for entering in to the Lord's moving of the Spirit. You may be seated. Thank you so much. And I did hear you guys playing the guitar. Thank you so much. I believe, Rick, you don't need an introduction, but Rick, yes, we appreciate you. We have a love relationship that's special, don't we? Come on.
Two. appreciate the meetings this week. I don't know about you, but they just feel like they're a little different. And it seems like we're just kind of flowing in a river. And maybe sometimes we don't know which way that river's going to go. But as long as it's the Lord's river, I'm very satisfied with that flow. Amen. Aren't you?
Amen.
I've got a couple of thoughts on my mind, and I'm not going to say I struggled with things, because I say that every time I come up here, but I want to make sure that what I say or what I do is the Lord's will. And if you have that in your heart, then when you go out and the Lord really impresses on you to say something or do something, then you know it's His will if He's prompted you. And if He's led you and the door just maybe start closing, but they open again, and you say, well, this must be the will of the Lord, and you get confirmation, and then you go. So it's a daily walk with Him to know the will of God. And He says that we will know the will of God. Romans 12 tells us that. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, so you may know the perfect will of God is. And that's that we can know. And it's a wonderful thing. But there is something on our part. We must present ourselves a living sacrifice to God. And that's where our weakness comes in, and that's where our frailty comes in. And I think the Lord was speaking to us in prophecy. There's no, therefore, no condemnation, because we look back on yesterday and say, Lord, I was a little bit weaker than I should have been, and I may have got some dust on my feet. But this is a new day.
Amen.
And Art read something that I've expounded on at our local assembly, but it's found. It just went off again. Let me get it back. It was found in Psalm 19, verse 14, and I'll give you just a quick summary of how this verse has meant so much to me. I had an English teacher in the sixth grade, and if they'd have done this today, they'd probably would have kicked her out. But every day she had all the students stand. And she says, children, and she had it written up on the board, Psalm 19, verse 14. And she said, this is what we're going to do today, before we even begin, and I want you to memorize this verse, and I want you to say it every day. And every day of that school year, we said that verse. And Art read it today, but I want to read it again, because it's powerful. Amen. You want to know the will of the Lord? You want to do what's right? Then say this verse every day before you leave out. When you start your morning, say this. Memorize it. Let it be in your hearts. And the verse is, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
I mean, that's just asking the Lord to be in your words.
Yes.
In your meditations. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. Be acceptable. Isn't that what we want from the Lord?
Amen.
To accept our word and what we say. And it's just a wonderful thing. You can imagine those little tots. And I, you know, in the sixth grade, we thought we were big, but we're not. And we're no bigger than a couple grasshoppers stacked on top with a hat on. And all of them up there, some of them probably not even heard of the Lord, but to say, Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. And I would think about that. Well, Lord, what am I meditating on today? What am I going to meditate on today? Am I going out here and open up this avenue where my meditations will not be on the Lord? Am I going out here and travel with a group that will not be with the right kind of project? Will I give the Lord reverence when He is speaking to me? Or I'll just brush it off and just do what I want to do? But the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. That's a good one. And people say, well, I'm getting old, you can't memorize. Well, you can too. And sometimes I find a verse that I like. I mean, it just sits with me. Well, it takes me a lot longer. But I do my best to memorize it. And I go back a month later and I can't bring it up again, so I go get it again and I memorize it again. And it takes a little bit while for it to stick, but once it stuck, it stuck. So that one stuck with me because it was done from the sixth grade on. And I would give it and I would think it. And I didn't do it every day. I have to confess that. I didn't say it every day. But that dear old lady gave us that. And that was her part for her students. And she lived that life too. What I would like to talk briefly with you this morning about is encouragement and admonition and things that you do when you give someone encouragement. Paul did that a lot in the scriptures, and I'm going to read about three different times that he did. But after he gave the encouragement, then he gave a thing that God would like for them to carry on. In other words, he was building their faith with instruction. Encouragement, instruction. Encouragement, instruction. And I think that was it was a beautiful thing, the way he did this. And I've got an example in the scriptures I'll read for a minute about how that Priscilla and Aquila did the same thing to Apollos. But I would like just to read the first verse before I get into what Paul says, because this is very important also to start our day off with and to learn these things. We are in a learning process still, aren't we? I feel like when I come here, I'm like I'm in school in a way, when the word is being taught, when prophecy is coming, and I absorb it. And I go home, and I try to put it into practice, and I try to keep absorbing, till I get everything the Lord has for me out of the wonderful things that are happening here at camp. Amen? Romans 16, verse 19 says, and they talked several times about this one word. And I think the key to us being strong in the Lord, one of them, and it was prophesied about submission today, but the other thing that goes along with submission is obedience. If I cannot obey what the Lord says, then I'm not going to have the day that He wants me to have. If I cannot obey His word, then I'm going to be running into these snags and these pitfalls and so forth. Sometimes you do it anyway so the Lord can prove you and test you to see whether you're going to persevere because He wants you strong. That storm that comes, and we've talked about that many times, it doesn't make the tree weak. It makes the tree strong because the root goes deeper. And if we learn anything this week, that the Lord is teaching each individual here just a little more of himself to draw closer to him. Oh, do we want to draw closer to him? I was so glad when all came up for a new filling of the Spirit, for a new anointing, fresh, new, whatever you have to say. It is just what we need more and more of. Till we are remarkable, like Wigglesworth said, till we are remarkably consumed. And it's just him and it's not us. And you hear them words all the time, but do you really take them to heart? I want to take the words to heart and put them into practice. If I don't do that, then the words are not doing me no good, isn't it? I'm just kind of let hearing the words, and I'm having a good time, and I'm chit-chatting and going out with my friends, stuff like that. But my purpose is to hear the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? The Word of God. And if I can take the Word of God and hear it, then I can grow and be strengthened, and my faith will increase by that word. Amen? That word is cleansing. Amen? How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. Amen? Thy word is cleansing. Romans 16 verse 19 says, "For your obedience is come abroad unto all men," or reported to all men. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to say about this church? You know, those people over there, they obey the Lord. You know what? They obey obey what He says, because when you're in trouble, guess who's knocking at their door with a handshake or a telephone call or a dish if they're hungry or something? But they give of themselves. And also, they love one another. And they're obeying God. And Paul is commending the Romans and encouraging the Romans, "For your obedience is come abroad," or reported, "to all men." And he says, "I am glad, therefore, on your behalf that this is happening." Hallelujah. I'm glad. I'm glad that we're more united in this camp than we have been before. And you say, "Well, how can you say that?" Because I believe every time we get together, we're united more. Amen. The Lord it does it by His Spirit. We can't do it, but He is united. He's taking away the rough edges. He's taking those stones, lively stones, and He's gently, not gently, because sometimes He has to rub the edges off, but He's fitting them right into a beautiful temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And let that edge be rubbed off. But more and more we're united in one another and united in Him. Amen. This may not be a fire and brimstone message, but it's just encouragement. But it goes deep into my soul because I want to live it. If I fail to live it, then I put down those words. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. And then I give Him honor. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In the day Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Face to face, Moses was with his Lord. That wonderful relationship that grows and grows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven. My heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, the sweet, sweet Spirit is in this place. And I know it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are kind expressions on each face. And I know it's the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, heavenly dove. Come right here in with us. Filling us with His love. And with each moment, we raise our hearts in praise. For I know I've been revived when I have left this place. Oh, to see the Lord. To see Him in all His glory and beauty. To be encouraged to go on. You know, when I got here, my weakness was there. Just like yours. When I got here, my strength was almost gone. Is that the way you felt? I mean, some days you're like that. You don't come this old chipper and everything. But the Lord, He giveth me strength. He takes us on those high places. He speaks to us. And we sing that song in the garden. It's a lovely song. I come to the garden alone. When the dew is still on the roses. And the joy we share. When we tarry there. None other shall ever know. It is a daily relationship that must be built, and it comes by submission and obedience and that love thing where we begin, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present today your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet, and here comes the instruction, which is loving. I would have you wise unto that which is good. Isn't that wonderful instruction for this day and time? And simple concerning evil. Why should I get so involved that I think I need to know everything about how this upside down world is going right now? And the things that are going, I think, crazy. And you try to figure it out and you try to get a little wisdom in it. And the more you get, the deeper you get, the more frustrated you get. And you can't figure it out. The Lord's in charge. He's bringing down the kingdoms of this world and changing them into the kingdom of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But He says, be wise. Search out that who has wisdom. Search me and you'll find me if you search for me with all your heart. Amen. But be simple toward that which is evil. Lay it down, that which is evil. Don't try to go into the ins and outs. In the Revelation, He rebuked a couple of the churches for going and trying to go into the depths of Satan. That should have never been. You don't go out there and see how Satan's going to work. You leave that alone. You seek the depths of the Lord. And the depths of His Holy Spirit. And His depths of the love for you. And let that be your eyesight. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, think on these things. Amen? I know these are repeats, but hallelujah, I'm going to repeat them as long as I have breath. My breath is getting shorter sometimes, but hallelujah, I can still put it out. Because I want to be good in me. I want to learn how to be good. And I want to learn the aspects of good. And what is that? You learn about your Lord. For He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. And they say down the islands, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. And there we go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Hallelujah. So why keep having your conversations and all this junk going on the earth? Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. Not quite sure how that song goes, but I'm starting just about to get it. The King of Kings is He through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Not about who did a bad thing down in this election or had this kind of fitfall or we got to watch out about this court or that thing like that. God's got that in control. Pray for your leaders. Pray for them. But let's put our conversation about Jesus. And about the King of Kings. Because that's whose kingdom I'm about. I'm a stranger on this earth. And I have a tendency to get too involved in some of these things. And I'm starting to cut the thing off, the tube. And maybe I can cut the radio off a little bit more too, so I don't have to listen to the radio. And talk about Jesus. And sing a song of Zion. That's what does me more good than some of this other junk that's there. Because I go away from there, I'm depressed. But when I go away from being with Jesus, I'm lifted up. Amen? I'm getting off the subject, but that's okay. If I ended right here, that would be okay. Amen? Yeah, amen, right? I got you now. When Paul encouraged the Romans that they were walking in obedience, it produces a holy life, set aside for the kingdom work. Then he gives further instruction, wisdom of becoming a better Christian and mature church, and that is to be wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. Put that in your cat and wear it. Be simple toward that which is evil. And then he goes over into the Corinthians and encourages them. In 1 Corinthians 6, 1 through 4. I thank God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. How do you like somebody say something like that about you? That's pretty good stuff, isn't it? Someone thanks God by the grace that you have in Christ Jesus. You know, that's the kind of compliments I like. You know? I thank God that God's grace has been given to you. That's wonderful, isn't it? Which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by Him. Paul is building up one of the most carnal area churches in the system. It was the commerce, it was where everything went on. It was just like being down in, I'm not going to put down Las Vegas, let's say right in the center of Las Vegas. Everything was going on. But that's where the Corinthians were. But in everything, you are enriched by Him. And in all utterance and in all knowledge. Paul recognized that the Corinthians were learning, even in the midst of all this worldly and fleshly things going around, that they were learning about God. And they were a church that was seeking God. Amen? Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. What a confirmation. What an encouragement. I'm glad, Bob, that I see the testimony of God and the confirmation of that in you. How would you feel if I said that to you? Good, wouldn't you? That's encouragement. And he says, by that, then he comes, take him up a little bit higher. So that you come behind in no gift. You got the testimony of Jesus within you, but let's come behind in no gift. Let's get about the Father's business. Let's let the gifts that God has given you be sought, be tended to, and be used. Amen. The gifts that the body may come together in perfection, perfecting one another in the love of God. Every joint supplying, not three every Sunday, but all supplying. And that's where he was encouraging them. God is, Jesus is confirmed in you, then come behind in none of your gifts that you were given. You're responsible for that. When you first came to this move, what was the thing you were desiring? More of Jesus and so forth. But then as they started talking about the Holy Spirit and gifts, what did you start desiring? What?
The Holy Spirit's gifts.
And what happened? Did you get them? How did you get them? Huh? Well, you sought the Lord. And then you started using them, even though you you felt like an authority yet. And then you were prayed over by the presbytery, wasn't you? And those gifts were set. Well, those gifts are not set for you to go away and that's it. You have a responsibility at that time for those gifts to be used and to look to God when and by His Spirit those gifts are used. That the body may be complete. Amen? Complete. Complete. And we submit one to another. We all prophesy at one time. We prophesy one by one. Amen? Amen? Not all have the gift of faith, but those that have the gift of faith, they use it when there's a real need in the church. And the God comes on you and puts that fire within you. I believe this is going to happen. You start praying with that gift of faith, and that one is delivered. Hallelujah. And then those that have intercession gifts, and you wonder, well, I'm going to just go do my thing. I got the beach coming up, and I'm not putting that down now. And I got this coming up. I got this cat coming up. And I just don't have time anymore for anything. But yet, if you seek the Lord every day and you got Him walking with you, all of a sudden this intercession comes on you. There's a need out there in Saskatoon. There's a need out there in Minneapolis. There's a need out there in Greensboro. Charlie Cox is going through an operation this morning. And intercession comes in. And you start praying. And you start falling under the weight of that intercession. And you pray and you go to your knees. And you pray and you pray. Until God lifts that off of you. Then you know that He's answered that. Scripture says, where are the intercessors? These gifts are important. And these are encouraging to the body of Christ. Not just to hear them, not just to receive them, but to put them into practice. Amen? Amen? You still love one another? Still love me? Hope so. But it says you become behind no gift. These are the Corinthians. The ones Paul had to chastise a little bit later on in the Scriptures about different things. And they got it right. They straightened it out. But it was a work in progress. Just like we're a work in progress. Amen? But he says, as you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you waiting? Are you waiting for His appearing? Are you anxious for the appearing of the Lord? Not only in the heavens, but in you? Somewhere in the Scriptures it says, those that love His appearing. And then it goes verse 8. This is more. Who shall also, this is more encouragement. This is the Jesus that you're worshiping and you're following every day. Who shall also confirm you today, just for tomorrow, will also confirm you unto the end. In our walk, if we walk in obedience, the Lord will confirm you from now on to the end. Isn't that wonderful? Do you have to worry about your future? Do you really? If you're going to follow Him and be obedient and submissive to Him? He says He will confirm you to the end. He has begun a good work of you, begun a new work, a work in you shall perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. It's promise after promise after promise after promise. You get down, you get kind of out, start writing down some of these promises and just read them and see if it doesn't lift you up. Amen? Amen? That who shall confirm you to the end, that... This is the Lord's doing now, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saying, Lord, I still got some things that I'm not too happy with. I'd like them out of my life. And He's going to get them out. Because He's going to confirm me not only to the end, but He is going to confirm me blameless. I love Jude 24. I just love it. He that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless in that day with joy. Hallelujah! With joy. Not only His joy, but your joy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Paul also encouraged the Corinthians by saying, in everything you're enriched by him, in all utterance and all knowledge. The testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift. And the more faithful we are in what we have, I want you to listen to this now, the more faithful we are in what we have received, the more responsibility we are given. Why should he give us more responsibility when we're not even doing what we're supposed to do now? We buck at our load now because we say it's too heavy for us. We can't handle it anymore. So why should he give you any more? I heard something this week, and we hear it every meeting, about every time we come to camp. He says, come ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy. You say, well, I think it's hard. I'm having a hard time. Oh, it's the worst I've ever seen. My woe is me. I've never been on such a yoke. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. He not only gives you the yoke that he wants you to have, he gives you the power to bear it. And if the yoke from the enemy comes, he gives you the anointing to break that yoke. The yoke is broken by the anointing. But his yoke you carry because it is easy. And your burden, his burden is light. Amen? Amen. Isn't that encouraging? It is to me. Even in my weakness, sometimes in my body and so forth, and weakness in other things, I still get encouraged that God has still got me. He still got me. He's still helping me. And I'm going to make it. You going to make it? Are you going to make it? You going to make it? Hallelujah. God says so. Obedience. Submission. I'm not going to submit to anybody. That's what the world says. How can you not? When the scripture says prefer one another, how can we not submit to the one that we are preferring to? That's kind of a, I don't know what the right word is. It wouldn't be an oxymoron, I don't guess. It's not something you say and else you don't do, whatever. But he is there to bring us into everything we need. That's what's the beauty of it. And one place in the scriptures, I'm really not getting past the first page here, but one place in the scripture he says that the guy that walks around with a stiff neck and haughty and he's got it, and got it all, he says, why are you walking around like you've got something? Did not you receive it from me? So who are you to walk around like I've done something? Boy, I gave the best message today you ever seen. You know what? Man, I'll tell you, I knocked the lights out. You ever seen something? And I'm telling you, we all got a little bit of pride in us, okay? Oh, I did pretty good. I waxed kind of elegant today. And the Lord said, oh boy, wait till tomorrow. We're going to see about you. You received everything that you have, because you've been taken down to nothing, that he may have everything. You have come down to death that you may live. You have died that you may be resurrected and live on a resurrection power. So I don't have anything unless he gave it to me. And I'm going to take a drink of water. I'm sorry, but that's pretty good. I'd share it with you, but it's kind of hard. It'd take a long time. I'm going to read that again. The more faithful we are in what we have received, the more responsibility we are given. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. The revealed things belong to us and to our children. The secret things belong to God. But hallelujah. The more we walk in his ways day by day, he opens that door and just lets us see a little bit into his secret things. And he says, time for you, my son, my daughter, to receive this jewel of mine that I have held secret since the foundations of the earth. Oh, what a Lord. What a blessing. What a hope. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. And you say, well, we're going through the world. I've seen Christians going through so much. Yeah, some of them are. Some of them are carried right to heaven because they've been persecuted unto death. That's the way of the Lord too sometimes. But it's his will. But also he says, In an area of encouragement and strength in Isaiah 43, 1 through 2. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. What does redeem mean? I paid a price for you. When he says redeem the time, that means I have to give something else up to redeem that time that the Lord wants you to have. If I hold on to this and try to receive that thing from the Lord, then I sometimes won't get it. I have to redeem the time. I have to give up my doing sometimes so that my time is more for the Lord. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Ah, what a promise. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego felt that promise. And they enjoyed the Son of Man walking with them. Amen? We learn obedience. We don't like to obey. Just face it. We learn obedience by the things we suffer. Just like Christ learned obedience through the things he suffered. You think we're not going to go through some of the same things he did when he says, you are crucified with me? In the reach of higher ground, these things will not become complete without suffering in trials. It's just part of the process. Everybody's trial, everybody's suffering is different. But the measuring of suffering in trials brings us to a place in Him that where it can be used. Just like I talked about first of the on Sunday about pruning the good strong branch. Click. That is a trial and that's suffering. for that branch. But hallelujah, when spring comes and that growth starts coming, it's healthy. And it's just not in the wood. It is all throughout the vine and throughout the branches, and the clusters of grapes start coming. And it's worth it then, isn't it? And then we can smile then. But sometimes the cuttings, we have a hard time smiling. God knows that. Be honest. He does. That's the reason why we're to encourage one another. Even more so as we see the day approaching. Amen? We press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. That higher ground is obtainable if we are faithful in the things we have been taught. The song that came to me when I was doing this was an old song. And it goes like this. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, make me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Oh, praise His name. Paul treated those he ministered to as a father instructs his children. And it says, and we go into another encouragement, 1 Thessalonians 2:11. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that you would walk worthy of God who hath called you to his kingdom and glory. Isn't that just peaches? I mean, I just love that. I mean, it kind of just keeps settling me. Yes, Thessalonians, Romans, Corinthians, this loving father, Paul, under the love that God gave him. It wasn't him. God gave him this love to the churches. He said these things. And you can imagine how the Thessalonians felt. That you would walk worthy of God who hath called you into his kingdom and glory. And then Paul instructs them further in 5:14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them who are unruly. And sometimes we have to have a little correction in our lives and a little discipline in our lives. The Lord disciplines, doesn't He? Doesn't He chasten us so that we become sons for His glory? So we have a little discipline there, here and there. But also, after these cuttings and prunings and disciplines and everything, he also comforts the feeble-minded, the faint-hearted. That's what the church is about. The Lord, through us and through others, comforting the weak and the feeble and the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. And it's good for us to be patient with others because God is patient with you. If God is not patient with you, why should you be patient? But if God has been patient with you, we need to be patient with one another. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not there yet. And I got news for you. You're not either. But I need to be patient with you. And please be patient with me. Because I want to be there. And I know you do. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good. Here comes that again. Do good. Be wise unto that which is good and simple toward evil. Which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Wow. That's hard. I tell you one thing, when that guy comes up there in that car and he cuts you off and knocks you side, almost tries to knock you sideways, and then acts like it's your fault because you was in even driving in the road at all. You've seen those. And then all kinds of hand gestures go up as he drives down the road. Gestures of love. And my gestures of love come out, and I'm... I've got a way to go. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is Jerry Cornell's favorite verse. I don't care where he ministered, when he ministered, or what subject he was on, he had to go to this one. What is the will of God? I hear him now. What is the will of God? Rejoice evermore. Pray with rejoice evermore. Let me get to the right thing. I'm getting carried away here. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. He said, you want to know the will of God? He said, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen? And that's a hard, I don't care what anybody says. Only by the Spirit can you give thanks in everything. Only by the Spirit. But that's what we're about, aren't we? Day by day, He's changing me. In every way, He's changing me. When I am yielded, He'll set me and you free. Jesus is changing me. I'm going to drink some of Gary's water here. He's got ice in it. Thank you, Brother Gary. That was wonderful. Quench not the Spirit. See this? He commends them and encourages them, but yet He's coming back. Do these things, and the church will be stronger and vibrant. We don't have to worry about complacency if we're walking in these things. And we're giving God our all during the week. When we come, it's going to be like a firecracker going off, if I may say it that way. I don't care if you're 2 or 50. I went into one place and there was one family there. and two children. And I felt like we had 50 people there. We sang, we prophesied, and we gave a simple message. But hallelujah, the anointing was there. And that's the way it should be. Come prepared. Be ready. God will take that small two fishes and a few loaves of bread and multiply them and multiply them and multiply them. Amen? And you'll feed many. Quench not the spirit. Don't come in there with a grouch puss on. What is he prophesying again for? That's all he ever does. Every time I hear something, you got to get up and say something. I mean, you got people. Saints of God, come on. I tell it like it is. I'm rejoicing in my sister right here because she is willing to prophesy. Because I sure didn't. Because of my attitude. Amen? Yeah. Now come on now. Did we have an attitude sometime? Did we have a little problem come to church sometime? And we carried it with us in the church? Yeah. I'm speaking to myself. Come on now. That's what you say out in Texas. Come on now. Come on. But if you come with the right spirit, you won't quench the spirit. You won't put out the flame. You'll add to the flame. That's what you need to be. Carry the flame with you. Build the flame in you. Set the place on fire. Hallelujah. Every week. It can happen. You think God's fire diminished over the tabernacle at night? It was as strong as it got dark as it was at daybreak. Same strength. And I tell you, you got near it, boy, and I bet it would shudder you. And that's the way we should be. One preacher says, set yourself aflame so that when you go out, every man and woman will come to watch you burn. You like that? Set yourself aflame. And how do you do that? You pray and you seek the Lord. And you say those verses. That the words of my mouth today, oh Lord, our Father which art in heaven, go with me today. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Help me today. Let me do what you want me to do, Lord. Help me. I'm weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied. Long as I walk, daily walk with thee. Despise not prophesies. Then worked on that a little bit. Prove all things. Don't just take everything that comes across the air, everything that is said out there in that religious world. God said to test the spirits to see if they're of God, right? That's how you learn discernment and strength and wisdom. Amen? Abstain from all appearance of evil. And what will happen if you do these things? Does anybody know? What does the scripture say will happen if you do these things? Found in verse 23. And the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly and set you aside for his work. That is the sanctification interpretation. Will set you aside, set you aflame for his work for that day and that week and that church service. And I pray, this is the Father, Paul speaking again, that Father nature. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless into the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. Thank you, Lord. You will not have total joy or peace without his righteousness. The degree we partake of his kingdom is the degree we surrender to our head, Jesus Christ, and walk in complete obedience. I think it speaks for itself, doesn't it? But Lord, I'm still weak. I don't know if I can get up today. I'm just so weak. My body's weak. Even I feel like my spirit's weak. I'm having his weaknesses. Isaiah 40:48. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Glory to God. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young and the youth, young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The Creator of the ends of the earth is not weary, neither does he grow faint. That's who we serve. He giveth power to the faint. And those that have no might, he increases strength. All this youth through here is going to fall or fail because they can't have the stamina to do everything that's before. They would like to. But the real power comes, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I'm going to keep going. I just can't stop. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. It's not just a little. They shall mount up. This is spiritual. And maybe it hits the physical too. I hope so. But I'm more interested in the spiritual, aren't you? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And you shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. This is part of a song that gave Ann Davis the last part of the day that waited upon the Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Sing the second that she, the Lord gave her. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and he maketh me whole. Teach me, Lord, lead me, Lord, all the way. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to let's all say this. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Praise the Lord for his word. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Any announcements?
We will meet today from 2 to 3. That's in the Miller Room. From the cafeteria just to the left, we'll have a time of fellowship, and looking forward to that.
And us ladies, at 3 o'clock today, we will be meeting downstairs in the cafeteria in the back room there. For a few hours, we're going to be talked to by the elders. We were very bad. No, it was just me, I was bad. Because I stick my foot in my mouth all the time. Yes, because I'm loud. Oh, anyway, so thank you, 3 o'clock, that just this week. So just for about 2 hours. And because I'm leading it, it's going to be whatever it is.
Have asked about brochures. We used to have a number of them on the table, and over the years, fewer and fewer of them were taken, except for this year, so we ran short. We're going to try to get some of those printed out, but for those of you that have a smartphone, and I need all the help I can get, so I have one of these. You can go on to the Global Missions website, globalmissionsinc.org, and go onto the events page, scroll down to the North Carolina camp. There are three files there. The last file for this camp is an electronic brochure, and it will have all of the day-to-day activities. It doesn't list the afternoon specific, you know, archeries and stuff like that, but it'll tell you what the meeting times are, meal times, all the really important stuff. So if you have any questions about that, you can see me afterwards. I'm assuming that everyone that's here has actually officially checked in, has a room key, correct? Good. David, I think you've got.
Okay, we're looking ahead to Friday. We're going to have some, in addition to the spiritual blessing, we're going to have some fun blessing. And the annual softball game is Friday afternoon. We're going to set up and practice from 2 to 3. The ball field is just below the swimming pool, which is kind of in the far away. And then the official game will be from 3 to 4:30. So everybody comes, everybody wins, everybody's going to play, everybody's going to have fun. And so, you know, there's a lot of young people here, and I see some big hitters out here. So if you hit it in the woods, you have to go get it. That's the only thing. And then Friday evening after the service, the young people are going to have a bonfire and a retreat up on top of the mountain. We'll give you more details, but basically after the service, we're going to have pizza, we're going to have fun, we're going to have a hayride up there and all that type of stuff. So looking forward to that. Are there any other announcements? Well, let's stand and we'll close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this week and for today, for each one here. Lord, for your Holy Spirit, for your blessing, for your comfort and safety, and the fact that you love us, Lord, no matter who we are or what we've done, Lord. I just thank you for all you do. Just continue to bless each and every one here. In your name I pray. Amen.